What's your opinion of a $15 an hour minimum wage in Seattle?
I fear that there will be significant unintended consequences from something like that.
For example?
I suspect that most small businesses who are under significant pressure because of higher increases and expenses in all areas of the business would be hard-pressed to afford that.
What about the idea of Starbucks as a company that is balancing profits with social responsibility, raising your starting wage across the board, across the country, like Gap has done?
I think the way we've looked at the starting of wages at Starbucks is, first off, we pay above the minimum wage. That's not the issue. But we've always looked at total compensation. And so for 20-plus years, way before the Affordable Care Act, we've been applying health insurance to every employee, including 20-hour-a-week part-timers. The same is true, as you saw in the presentation, equity in the form of stock options. If you take those two benefits, plus the 401k, we're paying significantly higher than $10 an hour. So I would think that at some point, the elasticity of any company's ability to provide broad-based, unusual benefits, if the minimum wage goes to a much higher level than the economics of the business, then people have to make some choices. And what I would want to see is and I'm not saying this at Starbucks, but in general, I wouldn't want to see the unintended consequences of job loss as a result of going that high. That would not be the case at Starbucks, but I suspect that most companies, especially small and mid-sized companies, would not be able to afford it.
So you're saying Starbucks could afford it, say, in Seattle?
I don't want to say Starbucks couldn't afford it. I'm saying that small companies would not be able to. And the country is made up of small businesses who are already under such significant pressure.